بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
والسماء والطارق.
By the heaven and the night visitor.
وما أدراك ما الطارق.
What do you know what the night visitor is?
النجم الثاقب.
It is the piercing star.
إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ.
There is no living being, but there is a protector over it. There is no living being, but there is a protector over it. The word protector here signifies God Himself, who is looking after and protecting all the creatures of the earth and the heavens, be they large or small. The thrust of the verse is that the countless stars and planets that glisten in the sky at night bear witness that certainly there is a being who created them, illuminated them, suspended them in space, and who protects them in such a manner that they neither fall from their orbits nor collide with the other countless stars in the course of their movement, nor do any other stars and planets collide with them. In like manner, God looks after and protects each and every object in the universe.
فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ.
So let man consider of what he was created. Man is asked here to reflect on the process of his own creation. It is Allah who enables one of numerous sperms ejaculated by a father to fertilize the mother's egg, which leads to conception. Again, it is Allah who oversees various stages of conception, helping the fetus to grow and to be born as a baby. Inside the womb, He fashions the baby's form and caters for all his needs from birth until death. Out of His immense mercy, He protects man against diseases, calamities, and accidents of all sorts. He provides man with innumerable opportunities and facilities. Man cannot even count these blessings. And what to say of creating them? It is worth reflecting whether all this can happen without the help of the all-powerful and all-watchful Allah.
خلق من ماء دافق.
He was created of a gushing fluid.
يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب.
Emanating from between the loins and the ribs. The words used here are salb and tara'ib. The former stands for the spinal cord and the latter for ribs. The life-generating fluid of both men and women issues from that part of their body that lies between the back and the breast. It is being said, therefore, that man was created of a gushing fluid emanating from between the loins and the ribs. This fluid is produced even if one's limbs are cut off. It is therefore not correct to say that the whole body is involved in its production. Only the vital organs are involved. The brain is not specified in this scheme of things, as it is constantly connected with the spinal cord, and the brain controls every part of the body. See also the appendix at the end of the surah.
إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ.
Surely, He, the Creator, has the power to bring him back to life.
Allah's creation of man and His protecting him from conception until his last breath proves beyond any shadow of doubt that He also has the power to bring him back to life. As He is man's creator and lets man live in the world, there is no ground whatsoever for calling into question His ability to resurrect man. Those who deny resurrection reject Allah's creative power. Such silly, insane people may contend that all the books in the world came into existence suddenly by chance, or that all the towns in the world emerged one fine morning by chance, or that all factories started manufacturing goods of all kinds by accident. It goes without saying that man's creation, his amazing body, his varied and numerous faculties and abilities, and his survival for long as a living being are much more bewildering phenomena than what man himself accomplishes. Only an insane person denies Allah's existence and ascribes the complex working of the universe with its remarkable coordination, balance, and sense of purpose to a chance happening.
يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ.
On the day when man's deepest secrets shall be put to the test. On the day when man's deepest secrets shall be put to the test. Man's deepest secrets signify those actions that are unknown to others. They also signify those matters about which some people might know something about, but whose underlying intent and motive are hidden from others. On the Day of Judgment, all this will be laid bare. One's deeds and their underlying motives will be examined. One thus does not realize the long-term impact of one's deeds. This truth will come out only on the Day of Judgment, as the impact of one's actions will also be evaluated as part of divine recompense.
فَمَا لَهُ مِن قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ.
He shall have no power and no helper.
وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ.
By the heaven with its recurring cycle of rain. By the heaven with its recurring cycle of rain. The heaven is mentioned with its recurring cycle of rain. Raja literally means to return. It is metaphorically used here of rain, which strikes the earth both in and out of season. Since water vapors rising from the seas return to the earth as raindrops, the metaphor of return is aptly employed here.
And
by the earth, ever bursting with verdure. This Quran is surely a decisive word.
وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ.
Not a flippant jest. Not a flippant jest. Just as the downpour from the heavens and the vegetation that pierces through the earth's crust is a serious reality rather than a jest, so is the Quran's teaching that man is bound to return to his Lord. What is said is not some flippant jest, rather it is an eternal categorical truth that is bound to materialize.
إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا.
They are devising a guile. They are devising a guile. The unbelievers have been resorting to guile in order to discredit the Quran. They seek to sow doubts into people's hearts about the Quran and level all sorts of false, baseless allegations against the Prophet, peace be upon him, with a view to arresting his call to the truth. They are keen to continue living in the darkness of unbelief, which is what he seeks to drive away.
وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا.
And I too am devising a guile. And I too am devising a guile. Allah will put an end to the unbelievers' guile. They will be frustrated in their impious designs. The divine light, which they have been trying to extinguish, is destined to illuminate the whole universe.
فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا.
So leave the unbelievers to themselves, respite them a while. So leave the unbelievers to themselves, respite them a while. The unbelievers have been granted respite. Soon, however, they will realize that their guile could not and did not work against the divine plan.